We welcome our next guests now. They hope planting their food swap initiative in a bigger platform will really help it grow. Magic Beans was set up 5 years ago by Annalisa Hoff as a way for people in Hawke's Bay to trade the food from their gardens with no money involved. At the moment, it's run via a very popular Facebook page, but Annalisa wants to make it bigger, so she and business partner Sarah Grant have sought to develop it as an app which would allow it to operate all over New Zealand and possibly even further afield. Tell us a bit more about how Magic Beans works and how they hope it will grow. Sarah and Annalisa are with us. Kia ora, kōrua. Welcome to 9 to Noon.
Kia ora.
Annalisa, shall we just rewind a bit? Just tell me the history of Magic Beans and where it's got to now.
Yeah, certainly. Well, while my children were growing up, I've always been an avid foodie. You know, it's a real passion of mine. But I was a single mum on a budget. And had to be pretty resourceful. So having a garden always kind of allowed me to have this romantic connection with food, you know, and having it right there to pick out of the garden was fantastic. And with that, I also used to swap and share with neighbours and friends. I love making jam. So I had this lovely network going. And in about end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I thought, well, maybe there are other people who want to do this too. So I set up this Facebook page called Magic Beans, thinking that maybe a bunch of my friends and a few of their friends would jump on and we'd have a slightly bigger network. But overnight, it jumped to 200 members. And by the end of the first week, it was 800. And it just kept growing. And it's still growing on Facebook. I think we're sitting at about 3,200 members.
Incredible.
On a very, very active group. So, you know, when you think that's just in Hawke's Bay and that's a whole bunch of people who are interested in growing food, reducing their waste, and connecting as a community. I mean, that's pretty amazing. It's definitely not what I expected to happen by any means.
So how does that happen in practice? How does the swapping happen and how do people communicate with each other?
Sure. So at the moment, you know, we are just a closed Facebook group. People will pop on and maybe say that they you know, have a fully loaded grapefruit tree and does anyone want to swap for something, and they'll say kind of, you know, the suburb they're in, and then people will respond and they will arrange to swap. So we don't facilitate the swaps as such. That's done by the members of our community, but we've been very careful. Sarah Grant came on board with me fairly early on as I saw how quickly the group was growing. So we've been admins together and have shared the same philosophy. So always kept pretty strict rules on how it happened and what people could do and couldn't do, just to keep the, you know, the vibe and the, I guess the concept really true. So people just connect with each other there. The bigger the group's got and the more time has gone by, we can see that Facebook isn't the most effective platform. And also we've been asked to set up Magic Beans in multiple locations around New Zealand and overseas as well. And it's just not possible to do as volunteers on Facebook.
So you're right on the cusp of a big change. Sarah, can I bring you in? Because
sure.
I understand you, probably not everyone on the page is quite at the level of proficiency and self-sufficiency that you are at. And you know, this is wonderful that people can learn off each other as well. Tell me a little bit about your at-home setup. There's solar power, there's rainwater collection. What else is happening?
There is, absolutely. So I've got a background in environmental management and I've had a strong interest in sustainability for a long time. So like you say, I've got solar power, I've got rainwater collection, I've got chooks, I've got veggie gardens, I've got fruit trees. I do several different types of composting, so I haven't sent any organic waste to landfill in a long time, in many years, and I feed myself and my two little girls quite well from our garden. We do supplement from purchased food at the moment, of course, but we're always looking to grow more of our own food, which helps with the budget and also our health and sustainability.
So how do you see this evolving? We'll talk about the app in a moment and what that might make possible. But, you know, as a movement and as a group of people, how do you see this evolving beyond I've got these preserves, you've got those?
Yeah, so what we really want to see is a bit of a step change in how the food production system works worldwide. At the moment, it's hugely inefficient and frankly, it's unsustainable. And so we need to actually have a societal shift to the way that food is produced and shared within communities. And so what we're aiming for is not for people to grow all of their own food, but we want to crowdsource food essentially within communities, so at least a large portion of it, to reduce the amount of food which travels long distances from where it's produced to where it's consumed. So our aim is really to increase the sustainability of the food production system and also really encourage people and inspire people to grow, even in, you know, in, you can do it in apartments. You can do it in so many different types and styles of gardens, but you don't have to grow everything yourself. You can certainly still purchase food, but it's really about increasing your sustainability through growing at least some of your own food and sharing your excess in communities.
The Pledge Me campaign is happening to help get the app launched. To each of you, when you're ready, what are the ambitions for it? What will it make possible in the first instance and then beyond?
Okay, so our Pledge Me campaign at the moment is to build the first iteration of the new Magic Beans platform, which we will launch in New Zealand this summer. We're going to plan. We have been working on this together, Sarah and I, for the last 9 months or so, bootstrapping it. And doing everything ourselves. I still work a full-time job as well. And Sarah is, you know, busy as well. So it's been a real experience. And we've got to this point where we've got this fantastic vision. We're ready to press go and create this fantastic app, but we just can't do it completely on our own.
Yeah, and I'd add to that as well that we're ready to press go. So we've got a developer set up, we've got a business mentor, we've got an accountant, we've got all the systems and structures in place, but we just don't have the financial resources ourselves to actually, like Annalisa says, press go on that actual development. So we really hope to be able to launch in New Zealand this coming summer and to roll out worldwide shortly after. So throughout the next few years, we want to go global, and we can't do that by ourselves at this stage. So we're really asking Kiwis to support us and help by pledging to get us over that first hurdle so that we can start to roll out.
Okay, so I'm on the Pledge Me page now, and you've got a ways to go with 16 days left to reach that target. What will people learn if they come and pledge? How can they learn more about what you're doing and how and when? Is it all on that page or is it somewhere else?
Well, a lot of it is on that page, but we do have some active social media, so they can find our Magic Beans app page on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, and you know what, they can contact us. We're more than happy to have conversations with anyone that's really interested in talking to us. That's absolutely fine. So my email address is available on our website. Our website is www.magicbeansapp.com, and there's lots more information there as well.
And we've got the links up if people want to learn more. All the best for it. Keep in touch. Let's know
Lovely.
How things go.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Grant and Annalisa Huff.